cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Man, you look great. I got the 1776 guitar, got the big old hat, you got the short sleeves, ready to show off the pipes. Everybody. Well, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, sending it on Sunday, everybody, with my buddy Rattletrap 1776 DJ. He puts the DJ in the DJT a little bit. No coincidences here. Derek Johnson is joining us from his home. And he's got 1776 in the background. I've got the Bling Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm. Plus your tattoo over his left breast symbolizing Save the Children. Sending it, brother. Sending it. You have been sending it. Your book is doing well. Everybody's finally acknowledging, like, oh, yeah, this guy is right. And the ones that didn't, Space Force Captain, see you later. How you doing, man? Because we got a special guest we're going to roll to in a few minutes for everybody. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, you know, just enjoying the final battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And folks, I alluded to the fact we have a special guest, and this is Billy Connolly is joining us right now in this extremely important interview about standing up, rising up, and what you can say to the deep state, and nobody can say it better than Billy, and describe this to everybody about the great words that you have for the deep state. This is definitely where myself and Derek stand right now. Oh, I hope so if I back it up, huh? I had everything queued up, and then I got all messed up. There we go.
To the lovely theater works, and it's international. I don't care where you are. If somebody is fucking with your bags at Lhasa Airport in Tibet, and he's got a shaven head and saffron clothes on, and you say, hey, fuck off. He knows exactly what you mean. Exactly. He will fuck off. Off he will fuck. Fuck off doesn't mean go away. Yeah. Fuck off means fuck off. And everybody feels what it means. Nobody can write it down. There is no English equivalent for fuck off.
Yeah.
Because it is English, fuck off. You know? And English expressions don't have English equivalents. They fucking are. You know?
His facial expression says it all.
I know, eh? He can barely hold it together. I open every fuck it Friday with it. I mean, you've been on the fuck it Friday too as well, and yeah, it's just a great way to shake things up. And you and I were talking earlier, mate, about standing up, rising up, and everybody should feel they have the support, the infrastructure together, the white hats. They've been put together with the good military under the commander-in-chief's executive orders. And it's more than just telling deep state to fuck off. They need to go bye-bye everywhere. And what I want to share here with the audience, because you know of this now, there's a gentleman by the name of retired Major General Paul Vallely from America First, and Norman Traversy from Canadian Freedom Convoy, who's been on the show many times. He has stated here and on other people's shows, Sean Stone, he said, when we were having the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, Major General Paul Vallely was calling me I was briefing him on what we were doing each day. He was also telling us that they were watching, good military is watching both live on the scene and overhead, and helping direct the convoy movements away from deep state Ottawa police, deep state RCMP, and the deep state brown shirts they brought in, which now we know are Ukrainian neo-Nazi soldiers that they dressed up, literally brought them in from the UN jets. And that's a perfect example. That was just over 2 years ago, that the military still has our backs. And no longer is it just fuck off deep state. It's, kick deep state ass, take them down, arrest them, and send them off to their tribunals. And we have how many people in the world right now? About 7.5 billion. And you mentioned to me earlier in the American Revolution was what 1.9% that stood up. And then when people start seeing people stand up and going out and then taking down the tyranny, other people start joining into the fray. They're like, oh, is this what you're doing? Oh, you're going to go knock on the door of that school board official who pushed the jabs that murdered children, and you're going to knock on the door of the policy enforcement police officer who has been covering up child trafficking and pedophilia. And not only are you going to knock on the door, you're going to take them out. You're going to arrest them. I'm not saying kill. You're going to arrest them and send them off to their tribunals. Imagine if we all did that across North America, the UK, Ireland, Scotland, New Zealand, and Australia, as the people, knowing we have that type of support, like Norman Travisee had 2 years ago. What do you say, brother?
Well, I tell people all the time, I'm like, who established the law? Who established the government? People do. It's like President Trump. That's why he was such a great divine answer for where we are right now. Because even in our little worlds, when we get down to even like Americans love drama. Well, if you go back to The Apprentice, what was his famous two words?
You're
You're
fired.
fired. Well, when people do see other people standing up without violence, without even, like my first video that went viral, obviously I was in a rant, they call it, because I was pissed. I mean, but I was pissed because of
All
our
right.
brothership, right? When we're in the military, we don't see color, we don't see anything of religion, we don't see any of that because we're fighting for a bigger cause. All right, and we will fight more for those to have your freedom of choice, your freedom of religion, your freedom of, who you like, who you love, who you marry. Well, we don't get into that. And that's hard to explain to some people because some people still see it as well, you still are fighting for it. I'm like, no, we're fighting for the parameter. We're fighting for this, right? You still have to be a decent person within that parameter, right? Or within that field. And so that's what I've been trying to do is establish to people, hey, who set up America's currency? All right. Someone, when you set something up, that means you have to have a parameter. Then you have to have someone who regulates that, who enforces that, with a currency. If they're taken from it, who's replenishing that? Right. So that means somebody has to be a pretty decent and moral person to observe that process and watch that process, enforce that process, and make sure that process doesn't deviate from the origin of that process. Right. So when you look at the world and you look at all the different cultures, you and I come from different backgrounds, but it doesn't matter. We have the same moral compass. You may not dress like me, look like me, talk like me, think like me, believe like me, worship like me, but it doesn't matter. We still have a moral compass on the end goal. And the end goal is just be a decent person at the end of the day. Don't hurt or harm anybody. Leave children alone. Let children be children. Let children grow up to get to an age where they will become, with their decisions. They'll know. Everybody knows. I remember, I mean, I never, now that I'm 41, I look back and I'm like, oh man, where'd that time go? But I remember I was mature, very mature at my age at 19, 20, 21. But at the same time, when I look back now, and everybody's done this because it's the story we call life. Everybody looks back and go, oh, well, I wish I knew then what I know now. So it's trying to wake everybody up to realize, hey, look, This is a pivotal moment in history. You're living through it. And if you're 41 like me and you get to live to be 91, well, you're going to live through this. So how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be a fighter for a cause, or do you want to be the one that was sitting in the background watching everybody else? Now, you know, that's not trying to belittle someone, but we're in a pivotal moment in history where everything's coming to the light. Everybody's seeing things that they thought they knew but didn't know. And then, oh, I didn't know it worked like that. And all this evil's being brought to the light. So, you know, where we are, I tell people, our founders in America, if you're an American, our founders, when people say, oh, you're inciting violence, our founders not only incited violence, but they brought violence.
They
All right,
brought the
they
rain.
brought it. They brought it. And it was only 1.7 and 1.9% of population that fought. So that shows you in itself that a majority of people are just going to do this and they're going to go hide. But there's very few who will go out, stand up, go, you're not going to do that anymore. And when they say, well, says who? Says us. Right? So it shows you your power right here, which right now we're in an enlightenment period of power right here, too. Back then, it was that, but it was more of, okay, taxation without representation. You're not listening to us. We're going to fight you for that reason. All right. But now we're more in a intelligence-minded world where people are starting to come to the light of all these institutions that's been put on us. We just had this conversation the other night about Social Security. My dad and I had this conversation, and then we brought it up on a show that I was with Captain Kyle and Major Freddie, where we talked about during World War II. World War II was a time period we were coming out of a stock market crash in 29, even though that was corporation. But 29, the depression from what my grandparents lived under, the depression where they ate Irish potatoes for months and months at a time. Then they'd flip it. They'd be sweet potatoes. I mean, imagine eating that every single day for X amount of months and nothing else, and drinking water. My grandpa said he would ne he would ne never lose a sleep, Inca sleep or whatever, ounce of sleep, whatever, if he never saw a sweet potato again in his life. And I can agree with him. I don't like sweet potatoes. I like sweet potato pie when it's put in the sweet, but I don't like it. If someone said, eat this as a meal, I'd be like, I think I'll try something else. I'll try a pine cone before I try a sweet potato.
Exactly.
So when you look at the 29 Federal Corporation, they did that on purpose. Seeing a lot of people are learning this corporation we've been put under. All right, it was a group of people. People did this. It wasn't 1871 alone that did this. It was people who did this. It was people who established this corporation, and they kept everybody suppressed, and they kept you dummy down right here, right? Because education is what you make of it. Abraham Lincoln didn't even have any kind of education. And look at the brilliant president they called him. All right. That started right here. Einstein had a sixth grade education. Started right here. It don't start on a piece of paper. And I'm the one who can talk about that. I have a master's degree in business with like a 3.9-ish GPA. Doesn't mean a thing if I don't utilize it right here every day in my life and my business. So when you go back and you look at 29, the Depression, then the war, World War II.
And
I mean,
33
we
gold grab, the gold grab.
and America got hit with all this, 29, Great Depression, the war. Then what did they do? They, the deep state, took it even deeper. They established all these programs. Well, we'll do this Social Security here, and you buy into this, you put your money into this, you put your money here, and you put your money here, and you put your money here. And then 61, well, 51. You know, Congress voted that the president should have term limits, but they didn't put it on themselves. So Congress took another big power step up in America. They put term limits on the president, but not themselves. So they can serve as long as they want, as long as they keep getting what? Reelected. All right. The president could be reelected as many times as they wanted before then. Roosevelt's an example of that. He died in his fourth term, 13th year. So then you look at 68, the gold standard. We left the gold standard. That was a backup. See what gold is right now to certain people, it's been a commodity. But gold was once a backup to our currency. That way, if something happened with the currency, we had gold to back it up. That flipped. They took that and made this a commodity and started selling it. All right, now it's like 900, 1,000% markup. It ain't even, it's not even worth what it really is. And then our currency started inflation, inflation, inflation. And here's the value of the dollar, and here's the inflation. And it kept getting higher and higher and higher. It put us in this crazy spiral, right? And then we owe certain countries, they owe us. It's just this crazy chaotic. Who established that? Man established that. And then they tricked the Americans with Social Security and all these different programs, welfare programs, this program, that program, this program. And Americans bought into it and they paid into it. Who enforced that? Who regulates it? Where does the money go? Who's controlling the money? When they take your money out for something else, and then what happens? And I got a buddy in Fort Collins, matter of fact, that I wrote to when I right after I went viral.
Yeah.
I wrote to him after I found out that, I had an opportunity to write a book and things. And I asked him, could I use his analogy on the three fundamental things that changed America? And he's older, he's in his 70s. He left Australia to come to America to get his citizenship. He thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I might as well do it all. He came in the army and he went special forces. So he went hardcore.
Nice.
Well, when he got out of the army, he was a chemist for years. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And he has this three fundamental things that changed America. And we won't get into all of them. I'll bring that up on another soap, but that way I have them all laid out because I'd like to give him full credit for that. But the one thing, though, that ties into this is the Unified Budget Act. See, they took Social Security and put it into the Treasury. All right. So, and then all of a sudden, they just started taking from it when they wanted to. And that's why the Federal Reserve and the Treasury are so important to Americans, is because the Federal Reserve was 1913 corporation. The Treasury was supposed to be for good. And JFK took 4.8 billion, somewhere in there, 4.6, 4.8 billion from straight from the Treasury in January 1963. Went around the Federal Reserve and went straight to the Treasury. This was before the Gold Standard Act, though, so that's key. He went straight to the Treasury, took that money, and then what happened? We won't get into the other, but in November 63, so from January 63 to November, the world, the assassination, right? So then that was 63. 5 years later, we left the Gold Standard Act. So then, and then Social Security and all this stuff started in the Unified Budget Act. So see, who regulates that? Who enforces it? Who regulates it? Who's watching that? Do they have a moral compass like you and I? That's why we needed someone like Donald John Trump to come in. You're fired, right? And every person who has any kind of, position that can be fired, not elected, if they're not doing their job, you're fired. So if everybody will go back and remember throughout 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, the media, any chance they got, oh, look at here, so and so only lasted a month, so and so only lasted 2 months. Oh, Donald Trump can't keep it together. He's already fired, so and so. It's because of the moral compasses
Absent.
we have in men and women, right? It's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a businessman. He wouldn't be where he is today in his companies all around the world if he wasn't doing something right with the art of the deal and how you keep companies growing and flowing, which brings back to the point of the bankruptcy. So many people on the normal levels out there don't realize bankruptcy. We learned that in a master's of business. You learn how to file bankruptcy as a form of business. It don't mean that you're bankrupt, you don't have any more money. There's a way to do that. That is a business strategy and a business move in a lot of situations. So see, the average mind out there, they hear bankruptcy and they think it's like their cousin that buys a tractor they can't afford, and they go down there and file bankruptcy because they really don't have no money. No, it's not that case. So who establishes our systems? And that's what we have to get to people, is that listen, ladies and gentlemen, we do. We the people. So what side of the people do you want to be on? is what we're trying to get to people, and how you find your mind, how you find your voice, and how you fight for that. And I'm not inciting violence like our founders did from that standpoint, because I don't think we have to right now. But when more people learn how to apply what is going on right here and go stand up, band together, stand up together, form arms, whatever. If you have to physically do it, go stand in front of a building. You're not coming in here to my children at this institution, whatever it may be. If there's a bad principal at a school and you know they're bad and they're doing something, you stand in line. You do things peacefully. That is full within our rights in America. And you stand up to that, right? So there, it's teaching people what the rights are. Because my whole life, I've heard people in America say, well, that's Congress's job. I'll just let Congress deal with that. That's what they get paid to do. And then I've heard people say, well, if you're so brilliant on it, hot shot, how about you do it? That's where we are today. That's why we look the way we look, because people don't know how to fight, when to fight, and what it's supposed to look like, how to stand up, how to use your voice. And that's where we are. So, you know, I'm trying to teach people that the military occupation was put there for us as it's a parameter. It sets the field of operations for everybody. Here's your field of operations. They are protecting this, absolutely. But they want to see me and you step up to the plate. When President Trump's giving the power back to the people, that's exactly what he means. I set a parameter for you. Now you, the people, have to want this. You have to go get it the right way and the friendly way, the decent way, the moral way. But here's your parameter. Go get it.
And you have constitutional sheriffs, and there's ones now you can see are on the benevolent side and not. And we leveraged the lesson from Lahaina, you know, not the fact that Russia was there backing up the humanitarian efforts by the good military with frigates just in case. And the Alliance of Indigenous Nations, by the way, everybody, because I'm part of that, and every 2 weeks we have Zoom calls, the nations of the Pacific, exclusively the Hawaiian Kingdom and the chiefs and the elders on the Zooms for the 2 months right succeeding the Maui fires, excuse me, not Maui fires, the Lahaina fires. They said, this is not a Lahaina fire. We need to call, this is directly from the Hawaiian Kingdom. We must call this what it is, the directed energy weapon terrorist attack in Lahaina, but also around other parts of the island, which, you know, Derek and SG have done a great job in sharing what also happened around the island while everybody's attention was diverted just there. So they call it a directed energy weapon terrorist attack. And one of those stories, which is benevolent and loving, which came out of this, where there are veterans, remember our oath. I don't care if you were Canadian military for a period of time like me, or American or Australia, UK, others, right? Good military around the world. Well, we signed up, I volunteered, Derek's volunteered, he shared that before too. I volunteered to go, if that genocide's happening over there, I want to be on the front line and do something about it to protect men, women, and children. To me, that doesn't stop. Because to me, that oath is actually not just to the country, which I thought it was at the time, Canada, but it's actually a corporation. It was to God, to the divinity, to the creator. I am here as a divine masculine to protect tyranny from happening, and if necessary, will lay down my life to save others. Full stop, end of story. And some of our mutual friends, Lieutenant Colonel Ricardo Bosi retired, Colonel Chuck Sellers retired, Bishop Jim O'Connor, many others, Major Freddie, Captain Kyle, we've all said the same thing, Michael Jaco, we're ready to go, should that be called upon again. So we look at the story in Lahaina, and we have these special operations veterans from Rangers to Delta and other branches and Green Berets who came in during that time in Hawaii where the police were blocking aid, food, water, to getting to the people, the survivors. And they were blocking it. I'm sorry, I've got these orders. I can't let the food be distributed. Well, people are starving, have third-degree burns on them. And they arrested them because of the tyranny. So this is what I'm saying could happen again. Could it not, right? And I'm putting that as a rhetorical question out there right now and a hypothetical for people to think about. It's not for Derek or I to answer. But just imagine this. If you have just in America alone, good constitutional sheriffs, and you are benevolent veterans, and you are, whether it's part of tactical civics or not, and constitutional juries, and you go, that police officer over there is 100% covering up pedophilia and child trafficking. We have enough to believe. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over to that officer's home and arrest that man or woman. And we're going to do it as veterans with the backing of the constitutional sheriff. So deputize us. We need to stop the tyranny on our children. We need to stop the genocide, which continues to be prevalent. And then we can also talk about the taxes. And what I was pulling up here, as Derek's been alluding to, the 1913 Act, my financial red pill awakening was 2005, Red Creature from Jekyll Island. Blew my mind. That was 2005. And SG just put this out last night on his profile on the Dun & Bradstreet numbers of the US corporate government and most of the major agencies. And here's just a snippet, right? So the United States government, USA Corporation, 1871, Dun & Bradstreet number 057, excuse me, 0527-14196, corporate entity, for-profit corporation registered in Delaware. Let's go to the Department of Justice, a for-profit corporation registered in Delaware, 011-669-674, Dun and Bradstreet number. Let's go to Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, a for-profit corporation, the DHS, brought in during Bush's tenure after 9/11, that satanic prick and the disgusting deep state. The Department of Homeland Security is 9323-904-187, a for-profit corporation in Delaware. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And we, you and I know American veterans. You have many of them, friends, family. Your father served, your grandfather, your uncle. And if everybody forgets, by the way, Derek's heritage and blood comes from the 17th century. So they're a part of the revolution fighting for freedom. And look what this man is still doing now, while he's also producing beautiful country music and he's writing the Law and Orders, the next generation of the books out there for we the people. So here we are, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, a for-profit corporation. Their Dun and Bradstreet number is 931-691-211. And I'll finish it off with another one. The Bureau of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, a for-profit corporation. Customs and Border Protection. What? So they're a for-profit corporation and a subsidiary of a for-profit corporation, USA Corporation. Oh, okay. So as any CBP officer, go ahead and look this up. You are registered as 796-730-922. The Bureau of Customs and Border Protection. And it goes on. National Institutes of Health, USDA, the Bureau of Alcohol, Fire, Tobacco, and Firearms, like all of it, right? So thanks to SG for putting it out there. But all this has been there. Many people have been saying this for a long time. I'm coming up on 3 years next month of doing the show, third season coming up. And 2005, Creature from Jekyll Island was my red pill. And I went income tax sovereign 2008 in Canada, United States. People still are blown away by that income tax personal sovereign. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, as Derek's saying. What is it going to take? And Bosie and Guru and I just had a show. I've got all your websites up here too. So we just had our show called Converging Attack. And this was, a little or 2 days ago. And there were, Guru had a Twitter space, he said, Derek, where he was finally talking about the straw man just for Australians. He said, I've never filled a space up like this before. And we crashed it with over 1,000 talking about the straw man. And I've done five shows teaching people on the straw man, how they can go find Fidelity and Treasury.gov and the Treasury, find their straw man, see how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of times they've been traded. And I'm only showing this in case people want to see it and go for themselves. So there's one for Canadians. It's called the Where We Go One, We Go All. When Trump said we have it all, Q plus meant it, IRS, USA tax tyranny. The one for Canadians right before it, Where We Go One, We Go All, Sovereignty Series. CRA, Canada Revenue Agency expose. And if this is new for anybody, we must reclaim sovereignty from the deep state, Vatican, and the Gestapo, City of London. That's the builder to waken people up to this, right? And when you go to Derek's, right, he's posting amazing stuff. We're talking about most recently the bridge, shifting gears into the bridge and into it and what's coming up, that kind of stuff. I recommend everybody follow Derek's stuff on whatever channel you can, whether it's Rattletrap 1776, blue check mark right here. That's the real Derek Johnson because he gets ripped off so many times. And he said, you know, this is a great one. And I appreciate you posting this, dude. So there's a picture floating around that needs to be addressed. In October and November 2023, the Netflix movie Leave the World Behind was released. The production company, Higher Ground Productions, is who put it out. It is owned and launched by the Obamas in 2018. In the movie depicts a ship being hacked and losing power and crashing. As videos show the ship doing in the videos crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which we've seen. The picture is saying the movie depicts a ship crashing the same bridge. That's false. It crashed into a beach. We're talking about the movie. This is what happens when the wrong people tote the news. Get the optics and the comms correct because they are there, but you lose the sheep when you get these things wrong. There's been heavy military men all over Chesapeake Bay region, down to the port entry by Norfolk, Virginia, for a while. What is the name of the bridge? Francis Scott Key. He wrote the Star Spangled Banner, September 14, 1814, the night of the Battle of Baltimore, September 12 to 15, 1814. The same fort where Major George Armistead said he flagged so large the British would have no difficulty seeing it from a distance. Where did most people go? Believe when was Times launched again? 2018. He was the president in 2018. And remember, famous last 400 for the I bring that. Okay, this is awesome. I really appreciate hearing that there. And folks, I'm drawing a parallel between what's truth and what's real and what's published there, whether it's CBP, DHS, USA Corporation are truly false belligerent terrorist corporations putting on the acting suit as if they're here for your benevolence. All Federal Reserve and the IRS, and then anybody who's out there saying, look at this and doing clickbait, go right to the source or at least do your research so you yourself can become informed. Because, like the revolution, it's made informed of the tyranny that has been happening upon you and happening upon your family for generations. And the line in the sand, and you already have a powerful infrastructure set up years ago by the commander in chief. And he did a world tour preceding that to start taking it down and taking the power back. But there's only what? I don't know. So militaries country can only do so much. And then maybe some of the good civilian agencies or members of civilians, military, who can support that. And I bet they're probably just sitting here going, holy fuck, people. Do you see what we've done? Do you see that you can still now post back on Facebook? You can get away with certain stuff on Instagram? Do you see now Twitter X? And yeah, okay, Brad gets shadow banned still on Twitter X, and we're still filtering that out, but you're there. Or other things out there, right? You know, banks that were going boom that are stealing people's money, that's still happening. Sure. My hands were just happened. Berman Traversey, they just disabled him with his disability payment in January in Canada. Yet we still have the banking system, which is available for most people. We still have these alternate ways to connect and communicate. And I feel they're just sitting there going, when is people get over apathy and finally stand up for themselves and their neighbor? And once you do that, it all comes down and stand up peacefully. But I'm giving an example of what has happened benevolently and successfully already. When you bring in the proper law and you have the proper people who are trained to arrest those who are perpetrating crimes against children, crimes against humanity, treason, sedition, and a whole host of others. But those are the top: criminal malfeasance, treason, sedition, crimes against humanity, crimes against children. Let's just start with those five biggies. Take them off the scene. Get them investigated to either be vindicated or not. And we move from there. And we rebuild our world, the world, the world. What do you think, brother?
Well, I was sitting there thinking about how, a lot of people right now will go to the whole, and I see it, I see the comments, I see comment boxes, and we look at it because you have to, because you're human, especially in the roles that we're in. And I'll look at some of the general comments, and some still think that, we're just trying to say that to bring people to us. Well, I would say, well, you know what? Yeah, we are, because you and I both have a different kind of moral compass. All right. And it's because of this. When you're going through basic training in the military, and it don't matter where you are in any military, they put you in a different mindset of humanity, right? And they put you in a mindset of that you are you're the last ground, right? In a different kind of manner. You're the last stand. You're the last whatever it could be.
Yeah.
And in America, we have a term, and of course we all say it to each other, because when you do serve around each other, you end up, feeling that pull, feeling that tug, feeling that nostalgia right here. And it's like my rant video. My rant wasn't for the laws and the orders of, from the standpoint of the passion. The passion was because of our brothers and sisters that have lost their lives for many years back, that took the stand for humanity. And if you go to any memorial grave in the United States and you just took an average of the age that was lost, we're talking 17 to 19 years old on the average. So when you think about every person, especially American, and the spoiled life that we have in America, right? When you think about what we have in America, the freedoms we have, the freedom of choice, the freedom of liberty, the freedom of everything that we have. When you think about that, and that was paid for by the lives of these young men and women who didn't even get to live their life. They didn't get to live their life. They gave that life for this vision of America. America is just, I tell people all the time, America is an idea on a piece of paper in the Smithsonian. That piece of paper does not fight for us. That piece of paper gave us, men and women, the right to fight for that parameter that was set by those men way back in 1776. That's the parameter. So when people realize that, and then you apply that, so you got to realize it first, then you got to believe in it, then you got to make it applicable to your life. No, I'm not saying we got to get out in the field anymore and fight. We don't have to. We have technology. We have things now that we can get the truth to people. Here's how you take and utilize your voice. Here's how you take a stand. So that rant was more the passion of right here, these memorial bracelets. And one of my NCOs, for people who don't know what an NCO is, that's a non-commissioned officer, so on the enlisted side. And I don't ever share his name because he wouldn't want me to, but one of my NCOs gave me permission. Not that I asked for it, but he kind of was still in his role because he's a sergeant, right? But he's a higher sergeant. And he was like, "Derek, you have an uncanny voice." This is before I went viral. He's like, "You have an uncanny voice, and you have this something about you that's different. And you need to utilize that. And you need to share that. You need to honor their lives. That's what you do. You live your life and honor them while you live your life." And I do get that. I get that feeling every time I think of the beaches of Normandy, my great uncle being a young man storming those beaches. I get those feelings of Iwo Jima when the Marine Corps pushed that flag up. I can get those chill bumps every time I talk about them. Because it was for a bigger vision. It was for a bigger purpose. It wasn't for just little entities. And yeah, they were fighting for themselves too, sure, because when you're in a battle like that, you are fighting for each other, but it's for a bigger entity. And a lot of our military right now don't realize, some of them do, but some of them don't realize what they're doing because each unit is working everywhere on a certain order. That builds up to a bigger order that came from the order that gave it. So It's getting people to understand that. Then also, it don't matter what you regulate. It don't matter what you put on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter what, you know, I am a believer in law and order, absolutely, when it supports the Constitution and it supports the cause and it supports America for the right reasons. However, all this bullcrap they put on us, they've actually divided you. I have a quote that Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes loved. You know, I may have been you on the show. I can't remember who it was with us, but she paused. She's like, "Say that again." She wrote it down. But it's chaos plus division equals power acquisition. And if people will ever realize that the very things that the see the immoral and those who are on the other side, they say the same things you and I say. That's why your discernment has to come from right here. That's why you do need to see someone with that fire and that passion. I've seen you lose your cool. Well, that's passion, though. You've lost your cool because you're talking about children. That's passion. That says that you have a warrior soul. It shows your soul coming out when you get fired up because you will absolutely, I know because of your, I know you, and I also know that you took an oath for the right reasons. I know when you say that you would absolutely go walk through hell and back for a child to not have to go through that. I know that. It's the same thing with me. That's what passion is. That's not an attitude problem. That's passion. That's that fire. That's the warrior soul. And what we're trying to get people to understand is that there's people who say a lot of stuff. They say the same things you and I say, but it ain't right here. They're all talk. They divided America, especially on our very core values, politics. All right. We have to have a government because of our population. If you didn't have some system in place, you talk about pandemonium. So you have to have that, but you have to have people who are transparent, who are honest, who are responsible, and then they show you the works of that. No one's saying you can't make money in it, but you got to show the works of that. The same thing with anything else. We have to have a system in place. But then also they divided us on religion. They divide us on patriotism. That's the worst. Patriotism is the worst, right? So they say a lot of the same things, but every time they say it, they butcher the crap out of what they're saying. They'll say it completely out of context. And you got a historian over here. No one wants to listen to the historian. The historian's saying, that's the polar opposite of what James Madison said or James Monroe or whoever they're quoting, right? So we as humans, it don't matter. We were talking about this in the pre-show. You look white, but you're Canadian. I look white, and I'm a mixed European from America. We're all mixed in America, right? But it don't matter if you're black, yellow, Asian, or whatever you are. It doesn't matter because we were all born here. We all are breathing, living, talking. And what my point with that is that the moral compass that we all have. Everybody can tell when you have a moral compass, but it's up to you and I as humans to practice the decency. It's up to us. No matter what you like, who you like, who you love, you can put on paper all day long about gay marriage this or gay marriage that and this and that. Who's enforcing it? Who's regulating that? That's where you get into the danger zone because then that's when the power. And I tell people all the time, war is always around just a few key words. It's always power and resources and territory. It's not like, I mean, my dad talks about this all the time about football, the game of football, the American football, not soccer football, but American. It's offense, defense, tackling, blocking, tackling. They'll get at the end of the game and they'll ask you're sitting there listening and you'll watch be like, man, what are they going to say now? It's almost like you think they're going to say something different after all these years, like, right? And it's not. You know, what made y'all kick it in gear in the fourth quarter? Well, because we blocked and we tackled. It's not. And so many people will watch these. They'll watch these press conferences over and over and over and over and over and over. They say the same things. It's the same questions, the same thing, right? So, where we are in the world, Resources, power, and territory are what wars are always have been followed. Well, then that goes back to who gave man, and I don't mean to discredit women, but man as a whole, who gave man the power to authorize, to delegate, to, have the power of any choice made to us. Real estate's a great example. Currency's the other great example. Who established the system? Who enforces that? Who regulates that? So, when people learn that, and then you decide what you want. Do you want it to look like the way it's looked? I don't. But only I know Brad's a good guy. And I think you know I'm a good guy. But we display that to each other, right? That's what humans are supposed to do. It's the actions. And so many people have Mike Keane's a great example. I was just on a show with him night before last or so, and he's a historian. And I want to quote him because I don't want to, I don't, I never take, I give credit where it's due, unlike some people out there, but I give credit where it's due. And he said the moral compass of people is dormant right now, right? You have the people on the left, they have a dormancy in the right. And then, but they'll want to believe this, and then they'll want to believe this. And you and I are the ones like out of that. We're out of the matrix going, hey, both of you. I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but both of you have been misled all these years, right? You and I are the government. We the people are the government. And we the people is not just an American piece of paper. That we the people means all of us people on the world. We know we're here. We know that we're here. You know and I are here. We're here. So at what point do we all go, okay, look, this guy way out of whack. Way out of it's chaos, pandemonium. How do you get control of that? That's what Donald John Trump has done, but it's the military that's behind him. There's no way he did that capitulation tour without a massive backing of men and women behind him. It's not just him. Now, I give him full credit, but it's not just him. And people need to realize that. 45-47. Huge difference.
I think this is great. I'll ask you about this, and then I've got to jump off to the next show. 45 to 47, wearing this hat, optic right there. Whether Republic 19, I'd love to see that. 45 to 47. Man. Come on, right? With every. By the way, speaking of, I've shown you the right Twitter X handle. If you're on social, right? Trap 1770. Derek Johnson, okay, links are below. And then also 1770 copy of his book. Are you still signing it personally right now? Doing the personal signatures?
Yeah, we're still doing them. I mean, I'm
Wow.
I always got one handy here,
That's
but
awesome.
it's
Awesome.
I still can't believe it, but yeah, I still sign them. We
That's awesome.
did a
That's
batch
cool.
where we didn't because so many people were wanting them so fast, and we were like, well, I mean, it would take me forever. Not forever. I mean, I sign as many as I can in a day. I've gotten down to where I could do like
Easy.
700 a day. If I just,
Holy
it's
cow.
a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back caught up now, and so I'm gonna sign everything from here out now that I can.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I say the name of the show is going to be A Warrior Soul. So we've got to do a Warrior Soul part two, in the next 2 or 3 weeks with updates on your end, because I know you're going to have some. That'd be
Yeah,
amazing.
absolutely. Well, there's
Yeah.
a lot of great stuff's coming out right now. We're in a final battle. Everybody needs to just warrior on, hang tight. Stand
Yeah.
up,
Stand up.
living through history, be a part of history.
Don't sit there in a rocking chair. Well, I gotta jump to this next one. It's an honor, brother. Thank you so much. God bless you and your family, and a happy big Easter holiday weekend to all y'all, and safe travels. We'll see you
Likewise,
soon.
you too, brother. We'll see
All
you.
right. Thanks, mate. Cheers, everybody. Hey, dear soul, if you know anybody who needs deep healing, has pain, hard time sleeping, stay tuned for these messages from Colonel
Chuck Sellers, the former deputy commander of Delta Force. It is powerful and literally may help change your life to revitalize energy, activate stem cells, and live younger, reverse aging.
Dude, I'm telling you, Michelle will tell you because she watches me, okay? So, you know, you saw me, Brad, that time when my back was so bad. You remember you were here.
Yep.
And you said, we got to do something. Well, my left knee is destroyed. I mean, it's totally rebuilt and then five operations.
But you have to tell about your back.
It's a disseminated idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, DISH disease, which is a degenerative back disease that's genetically passed down. But what it leads to is total calcification of the spine.
And so jumping out of airplanes just made it come quicker.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had it until 2002, yeah. After I'd been in the Army for 24 years. Wow. And jumping and all of the parachute jumping and the opening shock and everything. So when I was, 48 when I got out, something like that.
And one application of the patch later.
We went to a rodeo on Saturday, our first day.
Literally, we went to a rodeo on Saturday.
And it was maybe 6 to 7 hours. And he wasn't slumped over. And he could handle it.
No pain.
It was, pretty incredible.
That was the first day. That was your first day wearing them.
That was the first day.
Are you wearing X39 too, or just Ice Wave?
No, just Ice Wave right now.
The way we did it, I've only done the Ice Wave.
Yes.
All I have used so far is the Ice Wave, the two patch thing. And I'm doing it just over 3 days now. I find that where I need it, I did try it on the behind the neck. Where it helps is to put it right on where it really hurts is my lower back across the pelvis, and I put it on the spine there, and then down on my lower left leg.
Down the top of the foot the first day.
So it goes through the bad knee. That's it now. But since I put these things on, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm walking straight. I'm not limping.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.